At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to an all new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. I'm Jared, joined by Dean, Haylen, parts unknown. Where are you guys? You back from Hawaii?
Back from Hawaii. We are in Vegas right now. Heading to Colorado tomorrow.
We're back, Jared. We're freaking back, okay, man?
Are you back? Because you're leaving tomorrow. Why? When do you guys not travel?
Yeah, we're back. We're back. And you want to know what time it is in Hawaii right now? 5 a.m. So I'm going to be cranky again today.
Yeah, but what time is it in Vegas?
It's 8.
And plus, you guys were the ones who wanted to record today. Don't judge me.
Well, we wanted to record for a very good reason. Because you're going into surgery in 1 hour.
Well, I don't know. Let's not get too... I'm getting a root canal. I've already gotten part of the root canal done. So I went to the dentist like 2 months ago and they said, listen, you have some decay inside a tooth. We can try to get it out, but it's kind of close to the nerve. So if we get in there and we're too close to the nerve, we're going to have to send you to get a root canal.
Oh.
So maybe it's just best if we send you to get the root canal. So I went to go get the root canal. Really not a bad procedure. It just takes a while. So I was in there for about an hour and 45 minutes, sitting in the chair, and she's performing the root canal. Very pleasure, you know, fine experience. But apparently I have very long roots, which is, she said, it's great for your teeth, but bad for me because it's going to take a long time for me to finish the entirety of this root canal. So she had another appointment. So she said, listen, what I'm going to do, it's going to be fine, is I'm just going to close up what I've done. And then you just have to come back and it'll only take about a half hour more. And then we'll finish up the root canal and I'll fill it in. I said, all right. So her next appointment was Halloween. So here we go. October 31st, I'm going to finish up my root canal. It's really not so bad.
Jeez, I feel like this is how a lot of horror movies start.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll never see you guys again. It'll be fun.
Does it just feel like a deeper cavity or does it feel similar to a cavity?
I never really, I mean, I would get, I guess it just feels like a cavity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did you, why did you do this, Jared? Why did you do this to yourself? Why didn't you brush more? Why didn't you floss? Why didn't you use a water pick? Why didn't you rinse with anti-cavity mouthwash? How did we get here?
Anti-cavity mouthwash. I need to find some of that. You know, really, it's not the brushing. I brush twice a day, every day. I don't floss as much as I should. Okay. But I'm not as sure if flossing was the issue. I think the real issue is that I have a sweet tooth. And I just like chocolate a lot. And I don't think I'll ever give it up. I could lose all my teeth and I would still be munching down. I would liquefy chocolate.
How long do you have to be chocolate free after today's procedure?
Nothing. I'm going to have it immediately afterwards.
God, modern medicine is just so awesome.
How often do you eat chocolate? Every day?
Every day of my life.
What?
You guys don't have a, like a piece of chocolate every single day?
No.
Kayla, definitely not. I eat chocolate more often than she does, but not every day. How do you eat it? How do you consume your chocolate every single day? Like, in what form?
Well, it really depends. So I used to always have York peppermint patties, like the very small ones inside the house.
Yeah.
Dude, just I would pop throughout the day probably like 8 to 10 of those.
Nice.
Just like go in the fridge, grab one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to get a water. I'll pop in a York. So those are delicious. And then usually the thing is, if I'm at Audrey's, so I guess maybe not every day, because if I'm at Audrey's and I want something sweet, I'll have a donut. And but I guess there's like, you know, I really love our chocolate chip old fashioned. So that has chocolate chips in it. So I have chocolate there.
Yeah, that counts.
And then if I'm home and before I go to bed, yeah, we always have some sort of candy or chocolate or ice cream sandwich in the house that I just like pick on.
Ooh, ice cream sandwich. This honestly sounds like my dream.
Ice cream sandwiches are so underrated. Ashley bought them. I'm like, why are we buying ice cream sandwiches? What are we, five?
Yeah.
And then I had one and I forgot how delightful they are. Holy shit. They're so good. It's the simplest things in life.
Yeah. I mean, I could eat ice cream every single day. I asked Kaylin to, she was going to the store like a week ago, and I asked her to get me some mint chocolate chip ice cream, but she's going to Trader Joe's. And so it's not like the mint chocolate chip ice cream that I'm used to eating. She comes back with these ice cream sandwiches, mint chocolate chip ice cream. They were legitimately the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. Hmm. I ate, it was like a tray of, like a cookie tray, but there was
like Oreos.
Maybe there was like 12 of them. And that night I ate three. The next morning, I think I had to be up super early to go climb a mountain. I woke up at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. Had three more. Got back from that trip and I was like, oh man, I deserve some of these. And then just polished off the box. Box was gone within 24 hours.
I didn't even get one.
Well, you don't even eat that stuff.
I wanted to try one.
You never made that clear.
I would have had one.
Yeah. But I got to say, York peppermint patties are my favorite as well. You want to know what I also did this summer was I was at a store. Can't remember where. Can't remember why. I saw them on the shelf and I knew I had to have them. It was a box of those Andes mints.
Andes mints. I think, are those the ones that if you go to a hotel, sometimes they'll be on your bed?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are good stuff right there.
Those are good. And those are nice too because they're so small. So you don't feel quite as guilty eating them.
And I also feel maybe it's because as a kid, sometimes housekeeping would leave it on the pillow that it makes me feel like I'm on vacation if I have one of those.
Yeah.
So
nice.
It's a twofer.
One, I always equate it with Olive Garden. Chocolate. That's like on your way out, you get, or no, with your bill, you get them at Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I used to work at a hotel in Colorado Springs when I was in college and they served them. And so I probably had like a dozen of those a day, every single day. They're good.
What'd you do at the hotel?
I was bell staff. Hey, Jared.
You're the guy running luggage?
Hey, Jared, welcome to the Antlers Hilton. Can I help you with your luggage? Do you need me to park your car for you? How about directions? That's pretty good.
I feel like Dean in college doing that would be straight out of a rom-com. This, like a woman getting out of the car and, you know, she has her, maybe, you know, oh my God, now I'm just thinking terrible things because I'm thinking like a mom's weekend away, right? Like it's like 35, 40-year-old women.
That's what he said,
like,
it mostly was.
This is our, oh my God, this is our weekend. We're going to enjoy it. It's going to be so much fun. And then they get out of the car and they see Dean. And Dean's like, hey, welcome to the hotel. Can I take your bags? And they immediately think to themselves, am I willing to risk it at all to have an affair with this man?
And they did.
It helped out in tips. It wasn't mostly 35 to 45-year-old women. It was mostly like business people coming for a couple days and then leaving.
What age were they? Probably that same age.
Sure. But they were heterosexual men.
Oh.
As I was for the most part. And yeah.
You said business people, businessmen.
Yes. I was predominant. Like, look, it's not my choice, but there was mostly men coming to there for business. Hmm. But it was still a good experience. I got some good tips.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. Some with of my, those older women.
Some of my members got some good tips, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, that was too far. That was a joke in poor taste.
We get it.
Poor taste. I took it too far. But Jared, I wish you nothing but the best for your root canal later today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It sounds terrifying to me. I always thought
that root canals were for really old, or not really old people, but older people, because I watched Freaky Friday as a kid. And in Freaky Friday, she's like, root canal? And the woman was like, Jamie, can't remember her name,
was like Jamie Lee Curtis. 50s, right?
Yeah.
So I always thought root canals were for older people, like in their 50s.
Mm.
I was about to steal that Pop-Tart.
Oh, Alistair, get away from the Pop-Tart, you crazy dog.
Oh, good for Alistair. Let him have the Pop-Tart. Let him live his life.
Well, Jared is almost 50, so maybe that's the, maybe you're not far off that assessment.
47.
Man, dentists scare me. I think everyone could say that they hate the dentist, but that's why I floss as much as I can. I use a water pick. I rinse my mouth.
Do you floss every day?
I'm very diligent with my mouth.
Twice a day. He's crazy.
With my mouth.
You floss twice a day?
And he uses a water pick and he uses mouthwash all twice a day.
Yeah.
Good for you.
When I back to college, it's silly how this keeps coming back to college. When I was in college, I brushed my teeth. This is not an exaggeration. I brushed my teeth 7 times a day.
What?
Yeah. I was psychotic.
What? Why?
7 times? Does that even do anything? Like after the 3rd time, honestly, does it make a difference?
Well, I didn't know about flossing or anything other than brushing. And I was so I hated my teeth. I hated them. I hated them so bad because they were crooked and they were a little yellow. And I was like, if I just brush my teeth 7 times a day, this is going to be, they're going to be perfect one day.
They're going to shape up perfectly.
They're going to shape up. Oh, and I would do this thing where I had this one front crooked tooth. And so I would just pull my other bottom teeth on it and pull on back as hard as I can to like try to self-correct it.
This is horrible.
And it never worked out, surprisingly. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
But yeah, I brush my teeth 7 times a day. And then
how old were you when you got Invisalign?
I bought it when I was like 20, maybe. Yeah. And Invisalign didn't fix my problem. I've had Invisalign 4 times.
You have perfect teeth.
I hate my teeth.
Yeah, so what happened?
That's a scary face.
I hate them. I've had Invisalign 4
times. You
really
don't like your teeth?
And I did Smile Direct once, and it just has never worked for me. And I found out the issue is it is my teeth. My teeth aren't perfectly straight. Like I look at Kaylin's teeth every day, by the way, too, who are perfectly straight.
I also have a few veneers, so that's not fair.
I've had it 4 times. It's never given me the results that I wanted, but I've realized it's not necessarily my teeth. It's my gums are asymmetrical. The right side of my gums are lower than the left side. And so when I smile, you're never going to see it from over there. But it's a gum issue, not a teeth issue. But even my teeth are a little crooked. Anyways, back to my teeth brushing story. I brushed them 7 times a day because I wanted them to be perfect. And I think teeth are the most, like the first thing I see when I look at someone else is their teeth. So how could I be a hypocrite and have crappy teeth? So I brushed 7 times a day and I went home for like summer or winter break once. And I was talking to my buddy. I was like, yeah, dude, I've just been brushing a lot. I don't know what it is. And he goes, you know, that's probably not good for you. Like you're probably creating new like grooves in your teeth that can then stain and create cavities.
And make it more porous potentially?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe more porous. But he's saying like the bristles on the brush are making your teeth more grooved and that can't be good.
Yikes.
And I was like, shoot, you're probably right. So then I cut it down to like 4 or 5 times a day. Oh man, teeth. And I just hate going to the dentist. I'm too poor to afford a dentist, and so I just did anything I could to avoid it.
Yeah, but we have a great dentist. Shout out to Chris.
Crentist. Oh yeah, Chris is our dentist. He's great.
Oh, I miss going to dentist Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, cupcake. What a guy.
Yeah.
I actually talked to him the other day. He sent me a video of what appeared to be Tom Brady, but him saying, "Hi, I'm Bruce. And like you can ask me questions."
Oh,
and
like AI?
Unbeknownst, it's AI. Brady sold, like he gave Meta the rights to create an AI of him. But bro, I've never seen anything like this.
Hmm.
It's him. And then he goes, Meta scanned a bunch of celebrities who licensed their images and voice. Meta is using them as an AI avatar. Brady's one of them. Huh. So there is a video. I'm going to send it to you guys. And I mean, it's just Brady. It's actually quite terrifying.
I mean, it is a Black Mirror episode coming to life, which is pretty creepy.
Yeah, very creepy. Speaking of Black Mirror, Halloween, what are you guys dressing up as?
Nothing, but it's our very first year being at our house for Halloween. So we are finally going to pass out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Where were we last year?
I was trying to think that. I'm not sure. We've never been home for Halloween. I know that. We were on a long trip somewhere. Maybe Galapagos.
We were in Galapagos. Where were we the year before that?
At Sarah and Wells's.
Mm. And we weren't even in this house before that.
I thought we'd been here for... Yeah. Anyways, it's our first year. I'm excited. I bought some candy. Also, didn't realize how expensive candy was.
Oh, really?
$20 for like a little bag of candy.
No.
For the good pieces.
That whole bag should have been $20.
I got the crappy candy, mediocre candy for $13. I got the little Reese's and the little Kit Kats.
But wait, that whole big plastic bag of like assorted candy, that should have been $20.
No, it was $13 each.
Wow, that's crazy.
Inflation, man.
These kids better be grateful.
It's a very real thing. Wait, so yeah, but you also don't want to be the house with crappy candy.
No, I know. So I was like, I'm not going to pick the like really bad candy. I got Reese's and Kit Kats, and then I got another variation.
All right, good. Because my dad is the house with crappy candy.
Oh,
and
no.
It's just embarrassing.
That one was cheap, and I get it now because, you know, why wouldn't I buy the $8 bag of candy?
You're not eating it.
I'm not eating it. but I went up a little bit.
Yeah, everybody, all the kids in the neighborhood are going to talk trash about you guys and be like, yo.
Well, they probably already do because we're never home. We never put a sign out. Yeah. We never turn our lights off, at least like our front porch lights. So they probably won't even come.
And they can talk all the crap about us they want because we're over here talking crap about them.
And we're moving. Maybe.
Maybe. True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black led brand, we make room for another Black led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black owned businesses that are available at Walmart include the Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hi. it's interesting that you're getting your procedure done today because you probably had big plans tonight, trick-or-treating with Dawson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no work. It's literally, I'm going to walk out the chair and be fine. I mean, I'll have a little pain.
I think you're underestimating the surgery.
Bro, I already went through it. I'm just going through it again.
Yeah, but this part.
I literally, when I left, I went directly to work after my last root canal. Mm. Just, you know, it's just discomfort. And so it is, they numb me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for a good hour and a half afterwards, you know, my speech is a little
some paralysis.
Still a little.
I thought that the last 20% of a root canal is the most painful.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. Dr. Dean over here knows everything about a root canal.
We got Chris on the line right here.
Yeah, he's just texting me. The root canal, bro. You got a 20% chance of dying.
Wait, so do you guys all have matching costumes tonight?
Yeah, so we just. I never dress up. I mean, I thought you'd be a
big Halloween guy. Okay.
I do love Halloween, and yet I'm always, every time she wants to dress up, I'm like, I just don't feel like it. I got to be honest. But we always do it. So we have Superman. Dawson loves his Superman. So he's wearing his little muscle Superman costume. And he
actually posted a video. His reaction was so cute. He was like shocked at his muscles. It was so cute. Yeah,
and then he kind of like liked it.
Oh, this is easy.
So then I have a Superman costume as well. So we're going to take him trick-or-treating. This is the first time Dawson will ever go trick-or-treating.
Wow.
We'll see how he does. I mean, he's still only about 21 months, so he's going to be able to walk.
So he wasn't walking last year this time, right?
Not walking. He walks now, not well. I mean, he walks pretty well, but he looks like Dean at 3 o'clock in the morning, just wobbling around. So we're going to go to my parents' house and we'll probably start tricking around like 5:30. We're right before it gets dark, and then do a couple of houses when it's dark and then call it quits.
Is your parents' house like the nice neighborhood where you go to get the nice candy?
It is. It's minus a good neighborhood for trick-or-treating. Except skip my father's house because it's just terrible. It's cool though, because my two houses down, every single year they do this elaborate display. So he turns his garage into like a mini haunted house. And he always has a different theme, and it's cool, and he does such a cool job, and he creates all his own animatronics and costumes, and it's very innovative, and it's really cool. So I'm excited to see that, and I'm also excited just to see Dawson walk up to the house, because he's not a shy kid, so he'll walk up to the house. And we went to a trunk or treat. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a trunk or treat that we got invited to, and that was cool because he started getting the hang of it, where he would grab candy and put it in his bucket, and he knew that, you know, obviously after 5 minutes, he's just wandering around and like trying to grab everything. But it'll be fun. It'll be cute. So we're starting to get into it. I mean, I'm excited for next year during the holidays as well, because I think every year from now on up until, you know, he's probably, I guess, a teenager, I feel like it's going to be really fun, because now we're living vicariously through him. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited to see his reactions towards Halloween, his excitement about getting the costume. And I feel like it will. I think one of the things that we love about the holidays is it kind of makes us feel like a kid again. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's innocence, and, you know, you get the family together and you do all this stupid stuff. You dress up, you go get candy. It's ridiculous, but it's kind of fun. And so I'm excited to be brought back in time to experience that with my kid, so I feel like a kid again. So yeah. This is all selfish, really.
For sure. And you want to feel like a kid, but you don't, like, if you want to feel like a kid, you want to feel like a 12-year-old, not a 2-year-old, you know?
Well, yeah. But I just remember growing up as a kid, going trick-or-treating, and like the parents in the neighborhood all, I thought they were the coolest people ever. I always wanted to be a part of the parents group, sitting around the fire, like holding their glass. And obviously, I always knew it would be alcohol. It was like either beer in there or wine, or, you know, they would always joke with each other about how they're, you know, oh, they got the juice to make them through, you know, got to get through Halloween, or they would have the mask. I was like, man, these are the coolest people ever. And now I'm one of those people who, you know, I'm going to have a little hot apple cider. Maybe we'll put a little fireball in there or something, you know, walk around, just get drunk as my kid goes to different strangers' homes.
Right.
Be great.
But I guess my point of saying that is, like, the older they get, like you were saying, the older Dawson gets, the more he'll enjoy it, and the more you'll enjoy it by association. So
100%.
That's going to be
awesome. But then it will be awesome because now we're starting to get into that early, very, very early stage of enjoying it, because it's only going to last so long before, you know, Dawson's like, this is stupid. I don't want to do this anymore because I'm too cool for school. So there's a sweet spot. And I feel like we're in the very early stages of that sweet spot. And we got another, like, I'd say a good 7 or 8 years before he's like, this is stupid. Santa's not real. And I never want to do it again.
He had a lot of years. I was just thinking about picking out Halloween costumes as a kid and how different it is, because I would always go to Party City or Spirit. And I feel like my mom always took us late. So all of the costumes were picked over and they would have X's on all of the costumes that were out of stock. And now you just go to Amazon, you have like endless amounts of resources and nothing ever runs out.
Yeah.
It was, I would always have the crappy costume, the like leftovers.
That's
you know? True.
That's interesting to think about. You're right. Because I do think that kids nowadays get spoiled with the options at their fingertips.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think we need to cut off Halloween costumes on Amazon.
Yeah.
Really teach kids a lesson. Right. Be like, if you procrastinate, you're going to have a crap costume.
I think a good and rule.
Everybody's going to make fun of you.
A good rule of thumb, I think what I would do with my kids is I would say you can't order a costume. You have to order like pieces to create your own costume.
I like it.
Because you could just get so, and it's great. I do have done the same thing every Halloween until now, is just order a costume and wear it. It's just too easy. It's kind of like cheating.
Yeah, or they can make their own or have us help them.
Yeah, that's obviously like my idea to the an even more extreme level, which would be way more impressive than just buying stuff, but that's out of my wheelhouse.
I like it, getting a little creative, not having just a full Party City get up.
Yeah.
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 Do you guys remember your favorite Halloween costumes?
Favorite Halloween costume.
Like as a kid?
Yeah, any point in your life. Because I was trying to think of mine and I was Batman last year and I got a cosplay Robert Pattinson's Batman costume.
I just watched like a video of you in that costume yesterday and I was like, that is a movie quality costume.
Dude, I felt good in it. I felt like, I was like, oh man, I kind of feel like Batman right now. So that was pretty cool because I've never had a costume like that. That was so cool. So I'm not saying that was my favorite costume, but like I said, I was always it's crazy how I love Halloween and I love all of the things that surround Halloween that go with it. And yeah, I never really dressed up. I remember one year I was with my ex-girlfriend. We went to this college party and she was dressed up. She had a costume ready to go. And she's like, what are you going to dress up as? And I was like, I of course was being lazy and I procrastinated. And I was like, I don't know. I got nothing. I don't have a costume. So I literally bought a trucker hat and got a sticker that said, hi, my name. And then I wrote Ashton Kutcher on it.
Nice.
And just plastered that on my chest with a trucker hat. And I had the long hair. And perfect. It was so stupid. I pictured that. I'm like, you suck. You suck, lazy. Bro. Why did you do that? Just put some effort in.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite Halloween costume that I've done is.
My favorite is when we dressed up. I don't really remember mine as a kid, but when we dressed up as each other, that was pretty good. Amazing. And Dean got heels in his size and seeing him walk home drunk in his heels was the best thing ever.
I didn't walk home, but I did walk home.
You did. And then he carried them. It was pretty great.
I was going to say we walked to the van. I slept in the van that night.
Yeah.
In the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites as well. I was so hot that night. I was hot and sassy that night.
Yeah, you were.
the only, like, I'm trying to think back to when I was a kid and like what I dressed up as a kid, but I can't really think of anything specifically. I do remember one Halloween, I was probably like 13. I found a really nice Santa costume in our house. So I dressed up as Santa for Halloween, which is probably like some weird taboo thing that you're like probably not allowed to do, but I did it anyways.
I don't think so.
And it was a legit costume. Like,
how old were you?
I was 13, something like that. Somewhere around that age. But it was a legit costume. Boots, pants, belly, belt, beard, hat. And like, it just was pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween's fun. I really can't remember many of them. I remember the only one I do is Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. I was the blue Pussycat doll. And I had these like platform heels. They were probably like 6 or 7 inches high. And just as a kid, as like an 8-year-old kid, walking around in heels is the coolest thing ever. So that one was fun. Oh, and I was obsessed with that movie growing up.
Because you get to dress like an adult.
Yeah.
So you feel cool.
I felt so cool.
I don't remember many. I remember two. The first one I remember is Zorro. And because the Mask of Zorro just came out with Antonio Banderas, and I was obsessed and I wanted to be Zorro for Halloween. So I got a Zorro costume and it was so freaking cool. And it came with a sword. Nice. And I had the cape and it was just awesome. And then I think I was either 12 or 13, but I went trick-or-treating with my friend Amanda and my sister Shannon. Shannon was 15 at the time, I guess. So she was like, pushing the limits. But I'll never forget, I was Dracula. And I just recently saw a picture of it. I was fat Dracula. Like, I was a heavy Dracula. But I'll never forget. It's amazing how these people impact your life so significantly and they have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
And it was such a minuscule moment for them, but I'll never forget it. We went to this guy's house and he opened the door and then we were like, trick or treat. And he goes, aren't you guys a little old to be trick or treating? And he's like, all right, well, here's your candy. And then from that day on, I was like, I'm never trick or treating again. Nope. Too old. And then I never went trick or treating after that.
Well, wait, how old was this guy? Or how old were you?
I was 12 or 13, I guess. So probably like on the last leg anyway.
Yeah, but you can trick-or-treat until you're like 18, I think.
Oh, that's a little old.
18?
Yeah.
I feel like 12 and 13 is the cutoff.
Oh.
If an 18-year-old walks up to your house tonight, don't give him candy. Yeah.
I guess that's when you kind of start going to parties.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. At 12 and 13, we were in middle school. I started going to parties. And that's when it flipped from fun Halloween costumes to sexy Halloween costumes.
What was your sexiest Halloween costume?
I don't remember. It's so weird that I can't remember. Huh. And I remember showing up to this Halloween party and everyone suddenly was dressing sexy again as a 12 or 13 year old, which is so weird. True. And I wasn't. And I was like, what the heck is going on? I felt so self-conscious. And from there on, I had to skimp it up a bit.
Yeah. You could have just been the trendsetter. Maybe every slutty looking girl there was looking at you being like, oh man, I wish Halloween was still fun.
No, no guy would talk to me. I was just like the dweeb in the lame costume. Mm,
the dweeb in the lame costume. A book by Kaylin Miller Keyes. Kaylin Miller Bell.
But it's crazy how it just switches and no one tells you. I do remember too, one time I called one of my friends and I was like, do you want to play? And she said, Kaylin, we don't say play. We say hang out. And everything one day switched and no one told me.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was left in the dark.
That's crazy because I would still call up my friends now and be like, hey, you want to play? I wish I had the gumption to do that because it's so much cooler to say and so much more true to what you want to do. Like, I'd rather go out to a park and jump on a jungle gym and sit on the couch and watch.
And play.
And play. Yeah, exactly. We just, the older we get, the worse we get.
Totally.
The light for life just dims just a little bit more.
But maybe once we have kids, that's when it reinvigorates it all in us.
I mean, yeah, look at Jared. He's buying movie-grade Halloween costumes to dress up like Batman, so I guess you're right.
Yeah, there are parts that reinvigorate you, but then also you're always tired. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's a little bit of balance there where it's like, oh, there are times where I feel more like a kid, but I've also never felt older in my life.
It's okay. I always feel tired right now as well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Pre-kids?
Yeah.
You're going to be an old dad, bro.
Yeah, I'll just do everything for the kids at night and Kaylin can do all the things for the kids in the morning. Kind of like how we raise Alistair.
I like it, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good balance.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs, first was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, we're going to get to emails real quick. We got two emails. We've been trying to get to these for weeks, but the conversation has just been so invigorating, we haven't been able to. I'm going to read the first one, you guys. Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, then I'll read the second one. Anonymous says, I'm really hesitant towards my brother's new girlfriend. He's in his early 20s and just graduated college this past spring. She's 32. I don't know what an adult woman would want with my brother who's currently living with my parents. Am I being harsh for judging the relationship solely based on their age gap? He's my younger brother, so maybe I'm just being protective. I honestly can't tell if this is something I would be supportive of. Please help. So just a quick summary. This person has a brother who's in his early 20s and still in and just graduated college, and he's dating a girl who's aged 32. Is that weird?
I feel like I'm always very harsh of age gaps. It's just like, it can get weird, but I don't know, if he graduated college, he's got to be 22. So it's a 10 year age gap.
I'll just kick it out of the gates here. I don't think it's weird.
10 year age gap, 22 and 32.
I have dated that age gap before and it doesn't feel weird.
Oh, you dated an older woman?
Yes.
Huh.
Especially as a 22 year old, a young, strong man.
Maybe she like helped form you a bit.
She was like a guest at the Antlers Hilton. I'm just kidding. Obviously, that's not true. But it never felt weird.
Okay.
I just don't think it's that weird of a thing to do. And what kind of sucks too to say is like, if it was flipped, it might be a little weird.
If it was a man dating a...
If it was a 32-year-old guy dating a 22-year-old girl, that might be a little more weird.
Yeah.
But that's not really fair for me to say. So I guess I have to stick firm with my stance of saying it's not weird.
I don't know. I don't know why age gaps weird me out, but they do. Even if you're an adult, I don't know. But
we have an age gap.
Barely. But like I was telling you, I know someone who's 24.
Yeah.
Married to a 42, 44-year-old. Uh-huh. I don't know. It weirds me out.
Well, can you tell us why it weirds you out? What exactly
about
it weirds
you out?
That's
what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know why. I think society tells me it should weird me out.
Oh.
No, I think it's weird.
Okay. See, look, we're getting somewhere. Keep on going. You got something
but
here.
But I don't know why. Jared, what are your thoughts?
I think that each case has to be weighed on its own because some age gaps are valid. I think we just saw that in Paradise with Blake and Jess, where we talked about it. I don't know if I talked about it on here or Almost Famous.
What's no, their age but, gap?
Blake is 32, 33, and she's 24. And I know that's not a huge
that's
age
close
gap.
Close to what we're talking about here, though.
Yeah.
But the point being was that Jess was, it was very, she made it known on this episode that it pretty much like she wanted to, you know, she felt like she was missing out and she wanted to explore options. And Blake was like, I don't want to do that. I just want to hang out with you. And it was like, okay, well, this is a good example of how age gaps sometimes matter because she's 24 and she wants to explore the world as she well should. Blake is 32, 33. And he's like, I'm just ready to settle down. I don't feel like I've explored.
Yeah.
So that is a good example of how the age gap matters. But then there are other times where I think it doesn't matter. I mean, I have friends that have pretty big age gaps and they are very much in line of where they are with their values and their life and what they want. So it's like, well, that works. And it's worked for a long time. So I guess age gaps aren't that huge. Like my parents, my dad is 8 years, 7 or 8 years older than my mom, which is not crazy, but, you know, pretty significant. My point being with Anonymous is that one, early 20s is vague. Is he 20, like three?
Yeah. Well, I just graduated. So we can assume, let's assume 22.
So 22, so 10 years. But let me say this, as a 22-year-old guy, if you're dating a 32-year-old woman,
you look like a badass.
Like, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Good. Like, congratulations, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What is it about older women?
Yeah. They know more than we do. Not that younger women don't know more than we do, but that, like, there's more experienced, I guess.
Yeah.
Potentially.
A certain level of class is associated with an older woman, you know? Like, you think she probably drinks champagne out of a stem glass, like a long stem glass every single night.
So you're just building them up as something that they're totally
she only
not.
Wears, like, black pencil dresses.
So fully Mrs. Robinson.
And heels.
Full Mrs. Robinson. Like, I think guys in their early 20s, and I could speak upon myself in this, like, yeah, women in their 30s, when you're in your 20s, like early 20s, it's like they are sexy.
Yeah.
And it's probably like a game too. Like, can I get one? You know?
Yeah.
And now can I get two? Can I get 10?
How many can I get?
I was trying to think of the right word. Can I? I don't know.
Can I get her to like me?
Yeah. Can I get one?
I remember. Can I get two? I remember when I was like 23, I met a girl who was in her early to mid 30s. And she was just about to take the bar. She was a lawyer. And I thought it was and she was very beautiful. But that was like secondary to her being in her 30s and passing the bar. I was like, this girl is so out of my league. And then you put on the age thing. And then like we dated for like 6 months. And I started to realize that we had nothing in common. And like, I think that looking back, like one of the main things that made me attracted to her was the fact that she was 10 years older than me, you know?
Well, that's the thing too. Mm-hmm. I think this will naturally play out. If he's a mature 22-year-old, maybe they'll last. If he's not, like, he's going to be out partying, living his life. He just turned 21. Like, it's going to fizzle out pretty quickly.
I agree. So let's go back to giving Anonymous advice because I guess we kind of got away from that. I agree with what you're saying. I think that Anonymous should let her brother play it out because odds are it's going to fizzle. And it's not like it's a phase, but it's just going to be something that passes and eventually he'll move on.
It'll just help him grow up a bit.
And it probably will be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 32 is not that old. Like, it's not like this is like a...
from a 32-year-old.
62-year-old. You got a whole three lifetimes ahead of you at 32 years old. And I feel younger than ever. That's not true. I still feel pretty old. But yeah, 32 is not that old. I'm trying to imagine dating a 22. Like, if you were 22, that'd probably be weird. For me, but it'd be cool for you.
I was in the prime of my party phase in 22, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe I wouldn't be interested in dating a 22-year-old.
Yeah, Anonymous, my advice would be don't worry about your brother. He's going to be fine. I'd be more worried about the woman in the situation.
Yeah.
Like, she's the one 32 dating in early 20s. Yeah. It's like, oh, you have some decisions to make because, you know, if you want kids or start a family,
right,
or, you know, kind of what stage of life you are in, like, let's see how mature this guy is, you know, because in a couple of years he could be like, I'm still in my mid-20s. Yeah. I kind of want to just explore.
According to the National Institutes of Health, the brain finishes developing and maturing in the mid to late 20s. The part of the brain the forehead called the prefrontal cortex is one of the last parts to mature. This area is responsible for skills like planning, prioritizing, and making good decisions. Oh, shoot. I don't have
a prefrontal cortex.
You're a late bloomer, bro.
I don't think I have one of those prefrontal cortexes.
All right, let's get to Jackie's email before we wrap up. What's your opinion on having your partner's location and phone password? My boyfriend thinks I'm crazy for wanting to share locations with one another, but I feel like that's pretty standard in relationships. I also mentioned sharing our phone passwords, and he immediately got defensive. Is this a red flag that he's hiding something from me? We've been dating for a year, so I don't think this is a big ask. What do you guys think?
Red flag.
Huge red flag.
Red flag. Red flags.
Throw the flag. Throw the red flag. Raise the red flags.
Yeah. 100%. He sounds like he's hiding something from you. And I get wanting some privacy and, you know, some things to yourself. But if you've been dating for a year, you should know where he is. You should have access to those things. Dean gave me his location 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was more of like a, hey, if I'm dead, here's where my body is.
I know, it's different.
Kind of thing.
But that's like, I share my location with Ashley because it's like, hey, yeah, I want, God forbid something happens, at least we know. Plus, it's always nice because you share your location on your phone. So there's been a lot of times where I'm like, where's my phone? So I just go on Ashley's phone and find my friends, and then we can like zoom in exactly where my phone is. They're like, all right, well, it's somewhere in this house. come on, share the location, bro. What are you doing? Where are you going that you're hiding? Yeah. I used to be many years ago being like, oh, I don't want to share my location. Like, I want some independence. And then I realized it has nothing to do with my dependency or my independence. Like, I can still go wherever I want and she'll just call and be like, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm here. Yeah. Never hiding anything. Unless it's like planning a birthday or something. But then she's only ruining it for herself anyway if she's tracking myself. So that's on her.
Yeah, I get annoyed when nowadays, like when I have a friend who I share my location with and they don't share it with me back. Because I don't need to know, but sometimes I'll jump on the map and I'll just see where everyone's at. I'll just like see where you guys are.
My friend Allie texted me and she was like, hey, your location's been off for a few days. Can you turn it back on? I'm a little worried about you.
Yeah. It's just fun to look. Like, you know, you're bored. You see what friends are in what states. Oh, look, Chad's in Europe right now. That's awesome. It's just a fun thing to do every once in a while. I will say, though, the location sharing thing bit me in the butt yesterday. I had some bet slips to go cash from Red Rock Casino down the street from our house. I bet Broncos money line last week and an over parlay that hit. So I made a couple dollars and I had to go cash them today because I would have forgotten them and lost them. And I go to the casino and I said, hey, you know what? I'm here. I might as well just sit down and play blackjack for like 20 minutes. So I did that, came home, and Kaylin said, what were you doing? And I was like, oh, I just had to run some errands real quick. And she goes, why were you at the casino? I was like, no. I had to like do something. I was just cashing a bill. She's like, okay. Well, you were at the casino.
He was gone for like 5 hours. I'm like, where is he?
It was one of my 10 errands I had to run. He just happened to look at the map at the time that I was at the casino.
Weird.
And so, yeah.
Suspicious.
What a degenerate gambler.
You think he was at the casino for 10 hours? No.
On a Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was one of many stops along the way. And it was the one I saved for last because I knew it was the only one that I was actually going to kind of enjoy by going to the blackjack table for 20 minutes, which I won, by the way. I won at the blackjack table. Thank you very much.
I miss playing blackjack.
And then I come home and I'm getting it from all angles.
All angles. I asked you where you were.
Al's biting me. You're yelling at me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yelling,
so,
huh?
Yeah. So back to the location thing. I personally think location should be shared if it's something that you guys want to share.
Despite all of what he just said.
Even through that, even with all that behind me, through thick and thin, I'll share my location. I'll just turn it off if I go to the casino again at any point. But Kaylin also has all my passwords. I gave that up to her pretty early. But I'll tell you what, like if I was back in my mid-20s and I was like pulling nefarious stuff, like talking to other girls or being a dipshit when I got drunk and doing stupid stuff like that, I would also be hesitant to share my location and let my girlfriend know the password to my phone. Because I would be worried about like her getting in my phone and seeing some of the nefarious stuff that I was up to, you know?
Yeah, 100%. So it's definitely nefarious stuff. That's what our conclusion is. Sorry to put that in your head, Jackie, but hopefully it's not. But I would also, I'd keep pushing about the sharing location, especially the sharing location. Like,
that's like the simplest one. Yeah.
The simplest one. Turn your fucking location on, bro.
Yeah. And like, what is she going to find? I mean, if you are doing crappy things, she's going to find crappy stuff. But if Kayla looked at my phone, she would just see like woodworking and fantasy football, and that's about it.
Riveting.
Yeah. Which we're playing this week, bro.
Are we playing this week?
Yeah, spotty Wi-Fi. I saw that and I was like, I need this win, bro.
That's
a little bit of a losing streak.
Wait, we need to make a bet. Hot Chub Time Machine.
I know. Well, think about what you want to make the bet. Text me and then we'll announce it next week because unfortunately, I got to go get a freaking root canal.
Oh, yeah. Get rooted.
Get rooted.
All right, man. Well, hey, good luck.
Get rooted.
Good luck. Send us a picture so we know you made it out of your surgery safely. Have fun at Halloween tonight. Tell Dawson.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll be fun. I'm excited to see Dawson. Weather's nice over here, too. So it's been crappy the past few days, but today's sun's out. It's a little cold. It's like perfect Halloween.
That's
a little hot apple cider with a little cinnamon whiskey.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, don't get too drunk, though. Okay. Don't be that guy this Halloween.
Dude, I have 4 sips of alcohol now, and I'm like, I'm good. I'll have a hot chocolate.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, have a great day. I'm excited to look at your pictures on Instagram. Love you, and we'll see you next week.
Love you guys, and make sure you guys tune in next week where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iHeartRadio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.